Hello, Malcolm here, and thanks for joining me today on this podcast. It is my summary of what's been going on in my life, my podcasts, my YouTube uploads, and a couple of personal things. Starting, where are we now? I'm sending this out on Friday, the 16th of August, 2019. I'm recording it Thursday, the day before. I'm sending it out a day early and the newsletter a day earlier than usual. Why? Because our daughter, Lydia, is getting married on Saturday. Therefore, slightly fewer posts, slightly shorter newsletter and podcast this week because, as you can, I'm sure, imagine, things are a little bit busy around here. Thus, recording this a day or two early and sending it out early. Today, I'm going to talk about the joy and the pain flowing together. So I've got a couple of things, personal things to share with you, and then I'll review my posts from the last few days. First of all, I'd like to reflect with you briefly on the companionship of joy and grief. Joy and grief seem to go together, like it or not. See, our daughter Lydia has been staying with us for the last few weeks. She's been living out of our home for quite a while, but she came home for the last few weeks just before going off to get married, and it's been wonderful to have her with us, and our son, actually, as well. We've had a lovely family bonding time. But she left the parental home for the final time on Wednesday lunchtime, which on the day of recording was yesterday. Oh, I can still feel the pain. Off she went to Bristol to make final preparations for the big day on Saturday. She's left us for what we must assume and hope is the final time. My wife and I stood outside as she drove away. She was driven away by a friend, the brother of the groom, in fact, who came to pick her up, which is very kind of him. Thank you, Kettle, for doing that. And we stood out there and waved while the car drove off, and there's a bend in our road, and we waved until she was round the corner and we could just hear the car driving off, but we couldn't see it anymore, and just stood there for a few moments, drinking in the reality that that's the last time that she's leaving the parental home. I went back into the house and I put on my walking shoes straight away and went out for a prayer walk. I wasn't quite sure where I was going to walk or what I was going to pray about, but boy, did I needed to go and pray. This time in my life is one of the most confusing times I can ever recall. It's confusing because I'm delighted for her. I have no reservation about being delighted that she's getting married, that she's starting a new life, she's opening a new chapter, she's in so many ways fulfilling her dreams, and in fact, really, mine as well. Yet, at the same time as all of this delight, it's hand in hand with the grief, the sense of loss, of kind of bereavement. I went off down one of our country lanes nearby, and I told God that I felt as if part of me had been ripped away, like a limb or an organ had been torn out of and away from my body. And I dare say any other parents listening to this who've been through a similar experience, I suppose it's a common experience, but I haven't felt this way quite this way before, and certainly not such a mixture of elation and desperation. What a strange combination, elation and desperation. Well, I prayed about it and God gave me great comfort, and I'm so grateful. I'm sure he understands. I mean, it's not quite of the same order, of course, but perhaps as Jesus was fulfilling his destiny on the cross, that must have given our Heavenly Father a tremendous sense of joyful anticipation for the good that this would bring humankind. There must have been joy in that. Yes, the victory is won, and yet at the same time, a powerful experience of the pain of loss, for he must have grieved the death of his son. And again, it's a different order to what happened with me and Lydia on Wednesday, but at least I know he understands that strange combination, the companionship between joy and loss. Well, that's the most powerful emotional issue for me this week. But I would like to mention a second thing, just because it touched me in a special way and I think could be useful for many of us, which is this, on a very different note. I want to talk about the value of community for refining focus. I'm very blessed to be part of a wonderful group called an Apollos group, a group of teacher-type people. And we have Skype calls once a month. And on our most recent one of our members, Toye, gave me some feedback on the project I've mentioned elsewhere about having a teaching day for the Watford Church, which is coming up in November. And I've been struggling to fix on a topic, but Toye suggested that before deciding on the topic, and perhaps this is why I've been struggling, it would be good to clarify the focus of the teaching day. In other words, who is it for? At least primarily, who is it for? There may be some secondary and third groups of people that will benefit, but primarily, who are we aiming it at? And when we know who it's for, then perhaps the topic will become a lot clearer. I was really glad for the input because, actually, I already knew that that's what I needed to do, but I needed to be asked the question by Toye or somebody such that then I would take action. And take action I did. I sent a WhatsApp to the Watford Church about it, asking what they thought, and then we had a brief discussion on Sunday. I asked the question, who is it for? What do you think? What would be your thoughts? And we found the necessary clarity of the focus, which is, by the way, that the Watford Church would like it to be primarily of benefit to their friends who have some kind of faith, whether it's a strong faith or not a strong faith, whether it's a Christian faith even or not, but people who have a sense of the spiritual and the eternal. So that was very helpful, and I wouldn't have found that clarity this last Sunday if Toye had not asked me the question, and he wouldn't have given me that input unless I had asked the question to the group. The value of getting clarity and refining your focus by being part of a community and expressing what you need to that community. So do you have people in your life that you can help, that can help you with refining your focus? And I say this to the groups, to the people I think, the kinds of people I think listen to this podcast and consume my content, because I think we're all spiritually self-motivated people. We're people who want to learn and want to grow, and we want to make a difference. But if we're going to make a difference, we need to know the focus, what it's meant to be. And part of that is having friends, having people around us who can help us to refine that focus. It's something we're going to need, this feedback, if we're going to have the kind of impact that God has in mind for us and that we want to have. Anyway, that's enough for this week. I've gone on too long. I've got a wedding to go to. I'm off to do some last-minute pre-wedding jobs. So I'll shoot off and do that just after I have given you a couple of other quick things. Prayer requests. Please pray that all goes well at the wedding, of course, especially that we can bond deeply with Bintesh and his immediate family, his brother Kettle, his mother and father Paresh and Bhavna, amongst others. And we're looking forward to paying them many visits down in Bristol over the years to come. And if you know the Gujarati for congratulations to the bride and groom, and please pass it on to me because there'll be a lot of Gujarati people there. The teaching day, well, I've already talked about that, so please pray that we get the right topic now that I have the right focus. That's really helpful. What else did I post this week? Praying in the Spirit Part 2, a sermon for the Watford Church, which was a part sermon, part discussion last Sunday about Abba Father, and we had a great time in looking into that. Quiet Time Coaching episode 101 this week, Access All Areas, a reflection on a sign I saw a couple of weeks ago near the Checkers Estate. And about our access, the privilege of our access to our Heavenly Father. Tuesday Teaching Tip episode 169 is That's a Good Question. And that's my reflection on my sermon from Sunday, which I mentioned earlier, and on the rather lame questions I asked and how I could have done a better job. Because I think good questions in lessons make a big, big positive difference. The Sunday sample is episode 96, which is Right Song, Wrong Place. And we had an interesting example of that this last Sunday in Thames Valley. And we sang, in a sense, the right song, in a sense, in the wrong place, but in a good way. And you can listen to that podcast or watch the YouTube video about that. What else is coming up in Watford? In Watford, we have our church services coming Sunday, the 18th of August. I won't be there because I'll be down in Bristol at the wedding. But it's going on at Charlotte Bronwyn's home if you want to go. Or you know anybody in the Watford area that might like to go. 10:30 in the morning at Charlotte Bronwyn's place. Message me if you need the details. Stefan Wilmerans will be speaking. And in Thames Valley, well, I'm shifting my emphasis, which I've talked about before. I'll leave that for this week because I have mentioned it before. But do pray for me as I refine and find a different area of focus for my work with the Thames Valley Churches of Christ as we move venues and times of most of our Sunday services. Right, wedding fever's got me. I need to go and drink some coffee and work on my speech and a few other things. Pray for me. Thank you so much for listening to these podcasts. Thank you for being with me on this journey of faith and of trying to make an impact for God in this world. I do pray that these posts will help you. If they do, please let me know. Leave a comment. And if you've got questions, biblically, theologically, about worship or teaching, preaching, corporate worship, quiet times, times of quiet with God, prayer, anything like that, send me an email, malcolm@malcolmcox.org, or leave a comment at the website, malcolmcox.org, as I'm sure you know. And pass all of this on to a friend, somebody else you know that might benefit from all of this. Good. All right. Wedding plans to make. And I pray that you have a wonderful week, as I have a wonderful wedding week. May you have a wonderful week with God. Take care and God bless.